So there's a lot of talk and hype around this concept or this idea of 1% improvement. And I think it was James Clear who really popularized this idea of daily 1% improvements or marginal gains. And he did that. He speaks about it in some articles, but also in his book, Atomic Habits. And he kind of tells the story of David Brailsford and how he led the British cycling team and, you know, to all this glory and all these gold medals. Now, this idea, this strategy, this mantra, whatever we want to call it, this one, let's get 1% better today, I think it's been misconstrued. I think I'm guilty of it. I know so many other coaches are guilty of it. I think we often use this just as a mantra to inspire our team, right? Like, let's go get 1% better today. And we want them to work hard because that's going to lead to improvement. But Brailsford's story and James Clear's main point wasn't just about, you know, let's keep working hard. It's about working smarter, right? It's about never stopping to ask this question of how can we do this better? All right, how can we do this better? It wasn't about massive changes. It was about changes in little things. And for the cycling team, it was about the brand of massage gels, the way they wash their hands, researching the best pillows and mattresses, or painting their bike trailer white. James Clear goes more into it and Atomic Habits, but Brailsford says this, actually. He says, the whole principle came from the idea that if you could broke down everything, you could think of that, if it broke down everything you think of that goes into riding a bike and then improve it by 1%, you're going to get a significant increase when you put them all together. Okay, now this 1% is all about systematically looking for small changes that often go ignored and then implementing those changes. It's not just about, okay, let's just keep working hard at what we're doing in the way that we're doing things so that we can get 1% better. It's looking for little changes in the way you do things, the way you practice. And I think being an extraordinary coach, it requires this commitment to this ordinary, the little things, these 1% improvements in the way we do things. It's not just showing up every day and continuing to do things the way we've been doing them. It's making little small changes in the way we do things. And it's the same with culture. We gotta make little small changes in the way we do things consistently over time, compounding those ideas. And Clear talks and uses the term habit stacking. I use, you know, commitment tracking, where we, you know, we really want to step back. We want to identify some commitments, the little things that we can do to build our culture, little things we can do to commit to as a coach to become a better coach, and then track those, stack those, build them up. That's how we become a great coach. That's how we build a great culture. All right, it's through doing little things like that consistently over time. And I think we got to remember to do that. Right? The system is greater than the goal. That's what James Clear says. The system is greater than the goal. All right, this isn't about a mantra. This is about building a system. All right, so what are some systematic ways for 1% growth? Schedule reminders. Reminders in your phone. Reminders in your calendar. Reminders in your practice plan. Reminders to do little things like connecting with players, like making sure that we're in close physical proximity when we're talking to players, making eye contact, little things within our coaching behavior. How are we going to lay out a meeting, right? Where are people going to sit? Are we going to form people in a circle? Are we going to put people in stadium style seating? Making the smallest little changes that will positively impact our culture and positively impact our coaching. That's where it happens. Right? Also things like journaling daily, consistently. You don't see the growth in your coaching from doing it from one day, a week, a month, even months. But over time, it compounds. And you grow as a coach because you become more aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your behaviors, and the way that they're impacting other people. Lastly, finding a mentor, someone to walk with us on our journey, to hold us accountable, to be constantly helping us to find those areas where we can improve our culture, where we can improve our coaching, the way that we're communicating, the way that we are doing things, helping us to find a better way of doing things. That was Culture Builders number 155. The 1% rule is a system, not just a mantra. Thanks for checking that out. If you're looking for other little things that you can do within your team's culture or within your own coaching to improve, those 1% improvements, be sure to check out my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership. You can buy it at thriveonchallenge.com today. Also, you can use the coupon code THANKS for listening to this podcast. It'll save you $10 off your order.